to Australia and Steve Price is with us. Good morning. Your schools return next week.
Yeah, g'day, Tim. I'm not sure if parents are all that happy about the two biggest states' plans to return to school year announced yesterday by the Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews and the New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet. They're on the same page, which is odd, given that Andrews is from the socialist left and Perrottet is a liberal, but they've both joined forces. They're going to send all the children back to school. They say there'll be no more at-home learning. Face-to-face learning is a priority for both those states. Queensland, by the way, has pushed it back, the return to school back by a week. What's going to happen is your school will contact you at some stage this week and you'll be asked to come to the school and pick up some rapid antigen tests. You'll have to test your child twice a week. And then the state is relying on you to be honest, Tim, and say, yes, little Johnny has tested positive and I'll keep him home and he won't come to school. Now, that's all good and well for people who do the right thing, Tim, but I just wonder if your two working parents who have lost so much time over the last 2 years, used up all your annual and sick leave, whether you're actually going to do the test or you're just going to pretend to do the test and stockpile those rapid antigen tests. Even some people might be tempted to go out and sell them on the black market.
Yeah, there's all sorts of questions about that system. And as you said, it absolutely depends, so far as I can see, on people being honest. And we've seen here, even during, you know, a very, very strict lockdown with fines and all sorts of penalties for people not playing the game, the people don't play the game.
Yeah, they don't. And look, you know, there are plenty of people who are still COVID deniers. There's plenty of people who still refuse to get vaccinated. There's plenty of people who've got children who they're simply not prepared to stick a swab up their three-year-old's nose and swirl it around in a test tube. So it's going to be, I think, a very interesting experiment. I think what Australia has done is, compared to New Zealand, is we have ripped the Band-Aid off. We have said, let's go see what happens, particularly in places like Sydney. It's just we're holding our breath, hoping that the return to school, Tim's not a super spreader event, but I suspect it might be.
Poll showing that the thing that is most worrying voters ahead of the elections is the cost of living, not COVID.
Yeah, exactly right. 86% of people say, look, when we get to election time, I'm going to vote for the party who can give me some relief on the cost of living. I mean, we haven't had any wages growth in this country now for probably, you know, 5, 10 years. And so 86% of people say that's the most important thing. After groceries, 35% said, well, it's probably my utility bills. 23% nominate insurance as the big issue. 21% say car-related costs, such as cost of fuel and registration and maintenance. And then 19% said the cost of buying or renting a home was a key issue. So, as usual, as someone famously once said, Tim, it's all about the economy,
it's
stupid.
The economy, stupid, isn't it? Was there a Clinton line? I'm not sure.
Reagan, I think, maybe.
Was it Reagan? Yeah, okay. Now, there's been a few Peng Shui shirts on show at the Aussie Open, and organisers don't like that?
Pretty heavy-handed by Tennis Australia, I would have thought. Drew Pavlou, a Queensland-based candidate running for the Australian Senate later this year, posted vision on social media of a friend of his, Max, and another spectator being confronted by security and then Victoria Police. Now, the pair had Where Is Peng Shui shirts on. Banners are not permitted inside the stadium, they say, because they are political statements. But clearly the tennis organisers are most concerned about upsetting the Chinese. The wearer of the shirt said, look, we're fine with the confiscation. We just want to know exactly why Free Peng Shui is controversial. Police were then called to assist security and addressed him and his friend. A police officer explained they were being tasked with enforcing Tennis Australia's conditions of entry. It does pose a very interesting question, though. We were told by the Chinese, were we not, Tim, that she was fine and free and happy? We even had videos of her sitting around chatting to somebody.
With a big grin on her face. Yeah, no, it's been a while since we saw it. And you wonder who might have complained about the T-shirts.
Well, I guess the policy is overarching. It's to stop people making political statements. So I guess they're putting it in that box.
Great to catch up. Thanks so much, Steve Price, our correspondent across the ditch.